Hey, we got Nick on the line from Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette. How's it going today, bud?
Good. How are you doing, Adam?
I'm doing pretty good. Wanted to check in with you before the weekend. First of all, see how everything went before the tournament up in Big Bay last weekend in your shop. I heard some folks showed up there looking for jawjackers.
Yeah, actually, nearly out. Got a couple left.
Kind of been getting a little bit of traction as far as interest from people asking me more about them. We put the video up on our Facebook page, and it seems like they're definitely gaining some attention at this point. Folks like the idea that they're setting the hook on these light-biting fish.
They're a very useful tool, and it's something different. If you're going to put tip-ups out, you might as well have at least one jawjacker out there.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about your bait sales and what you saw for trends over the last week.
A lot of people getting wigglers. That seems to be a big one for perch. Pretty typical. A lot of guys getting shiners still for walleye and that. The pike bite around here has been pretty steady, but we're still selling quite a few, you know, the larger suckers. Haven't heard much on the smelt bite lately, but would assume it's going to pick up once the winter die-off starts.
All right. Well, I'm not sure that might even not happen this year because we got a taste of spring coming up here starting tonight. It's going to get sloppy. Tomorrow's going to get over 40 with lots of rain. I still think the ice will be okay for a while, but it could get quite slushy out there. What are your thoughts?
I think it's going to be a mess. But once the temps stay that high for a little while, the fishing should pick up again.
I agree. Yeah. And usually what happens when you get slush, the slush lets more light through the ice compared to a bunch of, you know, white snowpack. So that should help.
That it does. And
metabolism of fish, you know.
I'm really looking forward to the river fishing. I think that's going to pick up.
And when we get to our next outdoor report later this hour, we'll continue talking about the rivers, what to expect with the levels and fresh fish coming in, what the most effective method to catch those steelhead would be. So stay tuned for part two coming up later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.